Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 23. This is Deidre.
And Lisa.
Hey.
Hey, I didn't pause there.
Yeah, good job. There was no awkward silence.
Like we did a minute ago.
Yeah. But we destroyed that evidence.
It's gone. It cannot be held against me in court.
No.
I like that comeback.
Oh, snap. Like I said, you have the best comebacks.
That's what I'm known for.
I feel like I've become more sassy since I've hung out with you.
Definitely.
Too. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I've become more high maintenance hanging out with you.
You're welcome. I'm introducing you to the finer things in life.
Yes.
Hope you like expensive hotels.
We just bring out the best in each other.
Yeah.
You're more sassy and sarcastic.
Yep. And now high maintenance.
And I'm more of a diva now.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. Thanks. So Saturday. Hey.
Yeah, it is Saturday.
Tell them about that great dream you had last night.
Oh, yeah. So, I haven't been sleeping very, very well lately.
Basically
ever. And last night, I was telling Lisa I had, like, this... I dreamt about her, and she was in my dream.
Who doesn't dream about me? We basically a lesbian couple over here.
Basically.
Anywho.
But... the only thing about the dream was, like, it just was us in Subway, and then we went to Qdoba.
Oh, gross.
And
he's with her.
I know.
Sorry.
He's but gross, too. He has, like...
they're a whole little gross family.
Gross, yeah. He has, and like... he's super gross.
Back to your dream.
You couldn't pay me to date him. Gross.
You couldn't pay me to live her life.
White trash city.
Anywho.
Yep. Subway. Anyway, that was my dream about Lisa and I went to Subway, and then we went to Qdoba. These are what dreams are made of.
And then I was like,
hashtag goals.
I told her I'm in some mall in some town, and then my teeth are like all loose and like threatening to fall out, and I had to like try to find my retainer to keep it in.
But
my retainer wouldn't fit because my teeth were still loose. And then, like, later on in the dream, then my teeth are fine. So I'm like, at least my dream was a little more exciting than
yeah,
yours.
Yeah, and yours actually might have, like, some sort of, like...
I looked up, like...
It could be, like, some Freudian interpretation.
Yeah.
Mine was just, like, our daily lives. Like, I mean, granted, we haven't ever gone the Subway together.
No.
But we do, like, that Qdoba life.
We do.
That's where all my fans are at.
They are.
Yeah.
Like, all of...
yeah.
That one girl, and then this guy.
Yep, there's
do you have another one, too?
Huh?
Do you have another one, too?
No, that's third just the only oh. two.
No, this girl on her little road trip was all about Deidre. So I'm like, oh, you know, they're having a fun conversation, whatever. So when it's my turn, I'm, like, trying to be all friendly and then shut down.
Yeah, like, I didn't notice. Apparently, according to you, she totally shut down.
Shut down.
When she was talking to you.
I tried joking, and no. I'm like, I know I'm no Deidre.
Yeah, and when she was,
I
like,
go
taking...
through this every day of my life. Trying to live up to the Deidre level.
Oh,
I'm
whatever.
Just down here, older.
Yeah, but
shorter.
You look younger than me, so you can just calm down. Speaking of younger, we went to see if I went to do research on an infrared therapy in town here, and I was like asking her, I was like, so how does this infrared therapy work? What is this tool coming over again?
Cough. And he's run.
Is this an emergency, sir?
Maybe. He probably robbed the store and he's like running away.
Oh, probably.
That's what it looked like. It's running like Tom Hanks
she's
and Forrest
like
Gump.
Out.
Oh, shit. Shoot. He stole a pack of cigarettes.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That sounds like our town.
Yes. Sounds like anyway, so yeah, I was looking at the infrared therapy. And I was like, oh, you know, I want more information. And she's like, well, it's good for, like, anti-inflammatory and anti-aging and wrinkles. And I'm like, oh, she must see this huge-ass mile-long wrinkle on my forehead. And she even said acne, too. I was like, oh, well, she's describing my life.
Riff.
Yeah, she did. Like, right in front of my face. She's like, basically, all your issues, it can be solved.
How dare you bring up my acne?
Yeah. Right in front of my face. At least talk about it behind my back.
Like a normal woman.
Yeah, exactly. Be passive aggressive, not just aggressive.
Okay, and then I was just kind of, you know, I was there.
Because you don't need anti-aging therapy.
I do. I'm in. But then I was just kind of like looking at her skin, like she obviously doesn't do this because she's using the tanning beds at the studio and her skin does not look that good.
No.
See, if I want to go somewhere for something like that or a dermatologist or whatever, or Botox down the road. I like to look at the people's skin because then that kind of speaks, like...
to their product.
Right.
Mm.
Well, this just spoke to the tanning.
Well, but she said everyone has different results and it can take up to, like, you know, 6 weeks and whatever.
But she's just aging her skin. So, yeah, go ahead. Go to the tanning bed and then go to the infrared one to, like, reduce the damage you just did.
Maybe that's what I'm going to do. What you know about tanning. That? What you know about that?
I don't know. I already got my tan for the year, or sunburn.
Yeah.
Only on the backside, though.
Yeah.
Front side. Still pale.
I'm just pale all around.
You are. Yeah. But that's your thing. You own it.
Yeah.
Like I was talking about.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, like I was talking about before. Everybody here has to, like, over-highlight their hair and get all the fake tans.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, wear, like, the little country western vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
That's the style.
That's how we're different.
Yeah. Well, I've even had people tell me that they think I look better just, like, white as opposed to, like, fake tan.
Yeah.
Except there was this one time I bought my foundation color. It was, like, too dark.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked really good. People were like, oh, wow, did you look so good. Well, it's because my foundation is, like, 3 shades darker.
Did you do your neck,
no.
too? No. Oh. Were you wearing a turtleneck? Like, I could be this color.
No.
Well, so wasn't your neck
all
white?
It might have been, like, a scarf I might have been wearing or something like that. But, yeah, so maybe I should do that. I don't know.
There you go.
I did go tanning once.
I've done it before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Younger.
I don't think I even noticed any change. Like, I was like, whatever. Look the same.
Well, I have said before, when I am tan, I get mistaken for being Mexican.
What?
By actual Mexicans.
Are you serious?
I swear, twice it happened to me.
What?
Where, at this Mexican restaurant, the Mexican restaurant over here, and then, my old job, a truck driver, who showed up and started speaking Spanish to me.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
And just like over at this restaurant too, they asked me what I was, because they thought I was part Mexican or Mexican.
Oh my gosh. You know what's funny is my sister has been mistaken because she studied abroad in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that she was Spanish.
See?
Yeah.
Her and I have, like, kind of that olive skin color.
And, like, the darker hair, darker features.
Right. So I just get darker, and then I could be a different
race.
That's all it takes. So I could easily go to Mexico and blend in.
There
I'll
you
just
go.
Grow in my brows
there
in the
you
middle
go.
Here.
Unibrow.
Grow in the hair on the upper lip. Well, now I sound racist. I'll just grow in all my hair and be hairy.
There you go.
Hairy Sally, like
Sally.
You said. Because we were debating laying out by the pool tomorrow by our community center. And she's like, well, no, then I'm going to have to shave. I'm like, what? I got stubble. Who cares? Well, then I'm going to be laying next to you, Hairy Sally over here. I'm like, okay. It's so bright outside. Nobody's going to see hair on your legs.
I have dark hair.
I have dark hair, too.
Oh, gosh. Maybe I'll just wear, like, my black leggings to the pool.
Okay. Mm. We'll just wear what we're wearing now.
Yeah, basically.
Our summer outfit.
I might just bring up my crop top a little bit.
There
get
you
like
go.
A little sunshine on my stomach. And that's it.
That'll cure all the ailments.
Yeah. Bring on the vitamin D.
Stomach only. Heal me inside.
Heal the inside.
Mm-hmm.
How much time is left on this?
A minute. You have a good minute story?
No, not really.
I was going to say, we were talking about going out to eat tonight at the place that mistook us. Mistook or mistaken us?
Mistook us, I think.
For our lesbian couple. But I'm not going to wear my date dress.
No, please don't.
I clarify, if we do this, I will wear my pants. So we can be like... two professional looking lesbians. Not the girl lesbian and the boy lesbian. Two professional
lesbians.
Lawyer lesbians.
Lawyer lesbians.
Well, I'll bring a briefcase.
Are you wearing like a pantsuit or something?
I will fucking bring out a pantsuit with my little briefcase. You can be the girlier one tonight.
I was gonna say, then I can have like the experience of being like the girly one in this.
You can be the
coupling.
Girly one in our fake lesbian relationship.
Yeah.
I'll be the man for once. I'll pull
about
my hair
time.
Up.
Because that whole trip, everyone thought that I was, like, basically the man in this relationship. I'm pretty sure they handed the bill to me every time. They're like,
you just give up that confidence.
She's obviously the man in the relationship. All that muscle tone. She must body